So when was your last checkup? Oh no, not you. Although that's important too, but when was your last vehicle checkup? When it comes to service, nobody knows your Chevy better than your local Chevy dealer. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule an appointment today.
Dean Richards is off on assignment, but entertainment reporter and author, Chicago's very own Cindy Perlman in Las Vegas, checking in with us. And you bring good news to fans of ABBA, don't you, Cindy?
Good morning, Bob. And all we can say is, Mamma Mia, here we go again. There's some serious talk of a film, Mamma Mia 3, the third in the franchise. And the interesting news is Meryl Streep says she's in to play her character Donna again. But if you remember, there's only one problem. Her character in the big ABBA song fest died in 2018 in part two of the franchise. But Meryl says she'll release her inner dancing queen again, even from the great beyond. There's a new oral history book called Mamma Mia, and Meryl says in it that she's, quote, totally down for a third movie. I'm up for anything, but I'll have to schedule a knee scoping before we film because there's so much dancing. But if there's an idea that excites me, I'm totally there.
Well, and, you know, Hollywood, when there's a death on screen, they always figure out a way to bring that person back, don't they?
They do, and this isn't even Star Trek or Avengers. This is more reality-based, but Meryl said she told the producers if they can figure out a way to reincarnate Donna, she's into it, or she thinks it could be like one of those soap operas where Donna just comes back and reveals it was her twin sister that died. So many possibilities, Bob.
And the cast from the original, are they all coming back?
Everyone loves this project. Everyone said they'll come back. Amanda Seyfried, who plays Meryl's daughter. The guys, Colin Firth, Stellan Skarsgård, Pierce Brosnan, who are the dads, say they want to return. Skarsgård is even joking that death won't stop him from rejoining the musical extravaganza. He's talking about death in real life. He said he'll still do it from the great beyond.
Of course he will. Yeah.
And I guess people just love ABBA, right?
Yeah, they love Mamma Mia. A lot of buzz also about this Cate Blanchett, Kevin Kline movie coming out. Tell us about Disclaimer.
What a great cast. Cate Blanchett and Kevin Kline in a new TV series for Apple, both Academy Award winners. It's called Disclaimer and directed by five-time Oscar winner Alfonso Cuarón. And it's based on a best-selling book told in seven chapters. Cate plays an acclaimed journalist who builds her reputation revealing bad stuff and transgressions. All of a sudden, she receives a novel from an unknown author, and she's horrified when she begins to read it. She realizes that the main character is her, and the book's exploring her darkest secrets. She's got to figure out now who wrote this and also confront her past. Sacha Baron Cohen plays her husband, and no word yet on who Kevin Kline plays.
So that's going to be one of those limited edition series, is that it?
Right, limited edition series coming out on Apple Plus October 11th.
And where you are out in Las Vegas, people are getting ready for Gordon Ramsay. What's he going to be doing?
Well, F1 is coming back to Las Vegas in November. People are sort of dreading it. It caused a lot of problems with locals last year, a lot of problems for restaurants. But a lot of people looking forward to F1, and Gordon Ramsay is one of them. He's coming in. He's doing a special Formula One garage called Ramsay's Garage. 3 days of five-star food, top ingredients, drinks. You hear the race cars in the background. Only one thing, Bob. Do you have a spare $35,000 a ticket around? Because that's what it's going to cost you for one ticket, $35,000.
What? Who's going to do that? I guess a lot of people will, huh? A lot of the high rollers?
I guess. High rollers, plus, you know, if you really want some good Yorkshire pudding along with your scotch egg made with blood sausage and quail eggs, I don't know. I think I could go for a burger at that point, but, you know, if you have to get fancy in Formula One. Plus, Gordon has a special rooftop you get access to and a pit lane walk where you get to actually go out on the track a little bit. So just, you know, write that check for $35,000 and you're in.
Well, maybe you could convince the Las Vegas Journal Review or that New York Times Entertainment Wire service you write for to pop for it. I'd like to see the expense report, though. That'll be interesting. celebrity sighting in London. Tell us about Ed Sheeran.
You know, just imagine you're at the Jewel, and, you know, you're cutting down the deli aisle, and all of a sudden you see Ed Sheeran there. And you think, you know, what's going on? But this really happened in a supermarket near London. Shoppers were just, some didn't have a clue about this. They just ran into Ed Sheeran. He was there signing autographs because he has a new product called Tingly Ted's Hot Sauce. So Tingly Ted needed a little promo push. Some fans knew and lined up in the parking lot outside Sainsbury grocery store in London. And one thing about Ed, he's a little unconventional. He actually signed autographs in the hot sauce. And, you know, it's not just paper he signed. He signed a block of cheese. He signed melons. He signed some vinyl of his old albums, and he called it the ketchup of hot sauces. So if you're in London, ask for some Tingly Ted's on your burger.
Anything to sell the sauce. Taylor Swift, of course, in London, and Travis Kelce is he's doing movies, TV shows. What's the latest?
Travis and his new haircut are everywhere. Travis is playing football. Did you hear about that? He's a Super Bowl winner. But beyond that, he's got a really high-profile Ryan Murphy series. They just leaked a few photos of him from something called Grotesserie, which is an FX horror series coming out this fall. It's Travis, who's got a small part. The big stars of it are Niecy Nash, Courtney B. Vance, and Leslie Manville. No one will say anything about what this is about, but Niecy, who works a lot with Travis in this, has been posting to her Instagram, including a night shoot. She has a picture of her and Travis. He's giving Travis a hug, telling him you were great. Nash has a cute video asking Travis how he feels to do this dramatic project, and he responded, "I'm just glad I didn't hurt nobody." So we have no idea what's going on in this show. But Travis is also hosting a game show for Amazon coming up, too, called Are You Smarter Than a Celebrity? I could say a lot of things here, Bob, but I know we're...
We'll fill in the blanks. Cindy Perlman for Dean. Thank you, Cindy. You have a good one.
You too, Bob.
From concerts to comedy, there's a lot going on in and around Chicago this weekend. Dean Richards has a preview.
In music this weekend, the chart-topping rockers Imagine Dragons come to the Credit Union One Amphitheater in Tinley Park Sunday night.
Don't close your eyes.
Switchfoot with special guest Blue October and Matt Nathanson visit the Horseshoe Casino in Hammond Saturday. Chicago favorites Poi Dog Pondering celebrate their 40th anniversary with a special concert at River Edge Park in Aurora. Country artist Charlie Crockett plays the Salt Shed on Elston. And rocker Marilyn Manson comes to the Aragon in Uptown. 90s rockers Sublime with Rome play the Hard Rock Casino in Gary. Dexter star Michael C. Hall brings his band Princess Goes to the Outset. K-pop star IM comes to the Park West. British rockers The Struts play the Riviera. And guitarist Buckethead is at the Arcata Theater in St. Charles.
Lots of ships are kept at anchor just because the captain tanker for a comfort. They can only get him put.
On stage this weekend, relive the timeless songs from the classic Rodgers and Hammerstein musical Carousel. The Musical Theater Works production is now playing at the North Shore Center for Performing Arts in Skokie through Sunday. There's a humorous look back at the Obama years in the White House with 44, the unofficial, unsanctioned Obama musical. See it at the Epiphany Center for the Arts through August 20th. And the Pixar classic Up will be shown with the Chicago Symphony playing the score live at Ravinia on Saturday.
You get a car from last century out on the freeway and it just starts to...
For laughs, funny man Nick Hoff plays the Comedy Vault in Batavia through Saturday. And Brazilian comedian Rafi Bastos plays the Den Theater in Wicker Park.
Space, the final frontier.
pop culture fans can flock to Rosemont this weekend for the Fan Expo Chicago, featuring Captain Kirk from Star Trek, William Shatner, Luke Skywalker himself, Mark Hamill, and many more. Also, enjoy a toast to summer with Sangria Fest in Humboldt Park all weekend. And Evanston presents its annual Art and Big Fork Festival, featuring art, food, and fun through Sunday. Dean Richards, WGN News.
And now for the late night TV monologue highlights, courtesy Stephen Colbert, Jimmy Fallon, and Seth Meyers.
President Biden said yesterday that the country has beat inflation and added, quote, my policies are working. Hey, that's great news. Don't come back. You did it. Now get out of here, you. North Korea is set to reopen limited international tourism by the end of the year. North Korea, come for the scenery, stay because they said so. A charity in New Zealand said this week that it had unknowingly distributed candies laced with methamphetamine, but on the plus side, they raised a ton of money. Hey!
You got any more of those candies?
Taco Bell announced yesterday it will begin testing a so-called nostalgic menu featuring past items from the 70s, 80s, and 90s. They've had to continuously update their menu because the weed keeps getting stronger.
Chalupas aren't working anymore.
And finally, budget airline Wizz Air this week launched a so-called all-you-can-fly annual pass because nothing makes you feel safer than an airline that uses the same business model as Golden Corral.
Some big news today. President Biden and Vice President Harris announced a historic deal to lower the prices of 10 medications for seniors. When asked how the 10 medications were picked, the White House said that they were on Biden's summer 2024 top medications list. He releases them every year, and I always get excited to see which ones. Yep, they made the announcement in the middle of the afternoon, or as Biden calls it, prime time. Switching gears, according to a new report, hackers may have leaked the Social Security numbers of every American. That's not good. Now everyone's going to know that Joe Biden's Social Security number is 3. America's like, how could someone get our data? Then went back to scanning their faces to buy a $3 air fryer on Temu. Well, this is wild. New York City is getting a 9,000 square foot floating pool in the East River. Yep. One guy heard was like, yeah, and that's the only thing floating in the East River. Capiche? All right? Don't worry about it.
As for the Democratic ticket, they've got a jam-packed schedule next week. In addition to attending convention events in Chicago, on Tuesday, Harris and Walz are planning a rally in Milwaukee. That's cramming a lot of activities into a pretty short week. That has peak Tim Walz dad energy. Hey, kids, wake up! We're doing a sunrise Segway tour of Millennium Park! Then our Christmas card photo in front of the bean, no making faces. After that, we're going to the Shedd Aquarium, Navy Pier, and then straight to the airport because we have a flight 3 days from now. Get up! One guy hoping to attend is MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell. Mike bragged about his plans on a recent podcast.
I'm going to Chicago next week for the Democrat convention to be there and to flip Democrats.
Because if there's one thing I know about Democrats is you got to flip them from the hot side to the cool side. Oh, wait. I'm sorry. No, I was thinking about pillows. Democrats are the ones stuffed with a proprietary blend of polyester fiber fill. Wait, that's pillows again.
We have a flight 3 days from now. Get up.